Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Bronx, New Jersey, Teeing It Up Studios and Nashville, Tennessee. This is Teeing It Up presents the NFL Sunday Sprint, December 6th. It's a Sunday. Another week in the National Football League. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's Nashville?
It's good. It's nice. Lovely city. Pretty good weather. Mid-50s today, so compared to Florida, a little bit cooler. Feels a little more like fall, but compared to some other places, like maybe back northeast, still nice weather.
Have you been able to get the pulse of the city? Are they jumping for joy at the thought that Jon Bon Jovi might be purchasing them sometime in the future, which is the report this morning?
I haven't been able to get the pulse on that. I did meet the father of Stefan Wisniewski, the starting center of the Jaguars yesterday, and he's excited for today's ball game with the Jaguars in town. So I got his pulse on the game. But I haven't been out and about to find out what Titan fans feel about Mr. Bon Jovi.
Okay, all right, hold on a second. How did you meet this guy? And how did you know that this was his father?
He was wearing a Jaguars sweatshirt. We got to chatting, and he revealed that he was his father, and he was on his way to the team hotel where and was in town for the game tomorrow. And so I met him yesterday en route to the hotel, and a very nice guy. He actually played in the NFL himself back in the 80s.
So he was on, like, the same hotel shuttle as you?
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. And we were sitting there and got to talking, and one thing led to another, and he made me he made me aware of who he was, and had a nice little talk.
Vegas 1 week. Then Daytona, then Miami, and now Nashville.
It's been a busy couple of weeks. I guess I just have to find my way to New Orleans, and I'll have to have everything covered here.
Well, Luke's been on some very long road trips. The Jets have the shortest road trip of anybody in the National Football League today. It's called their own locker room. Jets-Giants, MetLife Stadium. These tickets, Luke, have been going for over $200 most of the week on the secondary market. This is a hot ticket.
And rightfully so, an in-town rivalry between these two teams and both fighting for playoff positioning. It's a big game for bragging rights and for the teams moving forward here as we approach the end of the season. I guess expect a shootout. I don't know what's happened to your Jets defensively. They started off the year so well and now have given up the most passing yards in the past something like 5 weeks.
This is a team that has had problems. The vaunted secondary has not been vaunted. They don't have Revis again today. Had problems tackling. Teams have exploited the fact can't cover linebackers. The linebackers, mainly DeMario Davis, cannot cover running backs and tight ends out of the backfield. Mr. Davis has actually had to be replaced in some passing situations. It's so bad. So it's bad. And the Jets have to hope that they can find a way to stop Odell Beckham, whether it's Luke letting Beckham do his thing and focus on everybody else, or stopping Beckham himself. When you don't have Revis to do it, it makes it that much tougher. I'm in the boat to just let Beckham do what Beckham does and just hope that it's not 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, it certainly should be a concern. He could put up big numbers today against the Jets. I think the Giants offense as a whole can put up a lot of points this afternoon and see if Fitzpatrick can keep up. But you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Eli Manning. I do like Fitzpatrick, but in a matchup like this, where I think it will come down to the offenses, I favor Eli. However, they're both quarterbacks prone to turnovers and sometimes in big spots, so it may come down to which quarterback can take care of the ball and maybe make the last play in the end. But I think this is a game that will come down to those two guys and to the offenses.
Ryan Fitzpatrick has to slide correctly. The Jets have had trouble with quarterbacks, Luke, that don't slide properly. I don't know why this keeps happening, but these quarterbacks need to learn how to slide correctly. One thing that I love about Eli Manning, he makes some really dumb throws and does some really dumb picks, but he learned from his brother that if you're about to be sacked by big men, just go down like you're a baby and just get as far as possible. This is what he does best, and I think if Fitzpatrick could A, slide like a correct person and player, and B, just go down, that would help his cause.
Vikings, Seahawks this afternoon. Important game for the NFC wild card and playoff picture. Defense may not be the same for Seattle, but Russell Wilson's been playing very well these past few weeks.
Who cares? Who cares? Was David Price overpaid?
Absolutely.
Sorry, I just wanted to get off the Vikings because I still don't think this team's legitimate. By the way, you must have hated that Hail Mary the other night.
It's going to cost the Vikings the division.
Probably. That throw from Rodgers, though, you have to give Rodgers respect about how good that throw was.
It was an excellent throw, and it was just it was a good play all around for the Packers. They have four receivers there seemed to be closest to the ball. I mean, the Lions defense, it was just typical Lions to blow that game, to blow it in that fashion, and the defense on that last play handled it poorly. They only rushed three guys. You didn't even have someone like Calvin Johnson back. You didn't even have the secondary in positioning. They were all getting boxed out. Just terrible. But that's the Lions, and it was a perfect way for them to lose another game.
And think about this. They thought that it was going to be another lateral play, which is why they defended that way. Instead, it was the Hail Mary, and they lost. And teams have forgotten how to properly play the Hail Mary. You got to put a body in front of them like you're playing basketball. Teams got to go back and talk to their basketball coaches. Yes, they overplayed for David Price. And he will, as he gets older, I think the Red Sox will realize that his production will go down, and that'll be a problem. I'm filibustering as long as possible. I have to talk about the Vikings because I can't believe we're actually talking about this team. But here we go. And look, you may have lost the division, unfortunately, but you got a Seahawks team that's got to play a lot of 1 p.m. Eastern time games now. This is a Viking team that's definitely good enough to make the playoffs. $38 will get you in the building today to see a Seahawk team that's banged up, doesn't have Marshawn Lynch, but still has Russell Wilson that can make plays. Do you think your defense is good enough to stop a scrambling Wilson?
Yeah, that's going to be the tough part. That's where Aaron Rodgers killed them a couple weeks ago, is when he was able to get out of the pocket. So you have to keep Russell Wilson in the pocket and have him try to beat you that way. Seahawks defense has been prone to big plays. The Vikings are going to have to take advantage of that offensively. And then, as mentioned, keep Russell Wilson in the pocket and control balls in the running game.
Atlanta and Tampa. This could be a game for playoff implications. Never thought I would have said that about Tampa, but Jameis Winston has really come on.
He has. You know, I talked about it after the first game. I thought he looked terrible, and I guess it should be expected for a quarterback playing in his first career game, but credit to him for improving ever since, and he has certainly improved quite a bit, and he's turned himself into a good rookie quarterback. And he's got this Bucs team going in the right direction, which is another thing I didn't think would happen, because I predicted them to win two games overall this year. They looked terrible early in the season. But Lovie Smith took over the defensive play calling from our good friend Leslie Frazier, and has turned the defense around, no surprise, because Leslie Frazier is not a very good coach. And now you have a big game here today for Tampa Bay, at home against the Falcons team that just continues to slide. They fortunately get Freeman back, but I still think that the Falcons are pretenders more than contenders. And I like the Buccaneers getting their biggest win in a long time today against Atlanta.
How is Leslie Frazier our friend? Isn't he just your friend?
If that.
Okay. All right, we'll see how this all plays out. For me, the Falcons should win this game, but Tampa, I've been told to watch out for Tampa, so we'll see how this works. I think this is the gut check game for the Bucs. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to face the Oakland Raiders, and this game also has playoff implications. This is the biggest test for Carr and for Cooper and this Raider team? Do they step up in a big spot?
Yeah, I don't know if they do. I mean, they snapped the three-game losing streak last week, but it came against a Titans team that may be the worst in the league. So I don't know if the Raiders have figured things out. I don't really know what went wrong with them. They're playing good football early in the season, especially Derek Carr. And now they return home needing to win against the Chiefs team that's just been on fire. And after the Chiefs started terribly, you kind of saw in those losses early in the season that the Chiefs weren't far off. They had some bad breaks going their way. Of course, that game against Denver. Just weren't executing a couple of plays, and it led to some losses. And now they seem to have straightened that out. And maybe a shocker with Alex Smith, they're putting a lot of points on the board lately. I mean, the defense is playing some of its best football over these past couple of weeks. So the Chiefs are just playing all-around good football. And now you have to go into Oakland and try to keep it going against the Raiders team that's sliding. So yeah, I think it's a bad matchup here at this time for Oakland. I don't think they get the ship righted. And I think the Chiefs stay on this hot roll.
Me too. I don't see this game ending up on the right side for the Raiders. Sunday Night Football, Jim Irsay says that Andrew Luck will be back week 15 or 16 for the Colts as they face the Steelers today. Hasselbeck's played great. I don't know if you want to even make that switch. That could be a storyline down the line, but this is only about this game today against Pittsburgh. What do you think?
Yeah, Hasselbeck has played well. And if he continues to play well, we'll see what happens if Luck's able to come back. But pretty good matchup tonight, going up against the pass defense that's third worst in the league in the Steelers, and he's already gone 4-0 as a starter. But, you know, I think a tough test. I think the Steelers, offensively at least, are certainly playing good football, at least when Ben Roethlisberger is in the lineup. And I like the Steelers at home, but this could be another game that's a shootout. We saw what happened with Seattle last week and Russell Wilson going up against the Steelers defense. We know what Big Ben's capable of. So if Hasselbeck's able to keep up the good play that he has this year, I mean, tonight is a great opportunity to do so. And we'll see if he's able to match Roethlisberger on the road in points. But I'm not sure if it happens.
Luke, it's time for us, unfortunately, to move to the end of our radio program. I need your game of the day.
It was kind of tough to pick one, and I think I'll go with the Jets-Giants in-town rivalry.
Okay. I will go with that game, too. Not that it's really sexy, but I'll just go with that game because it means a lot. Your sleeper game?
Texans-Bills in Buffalo.
It's going to be a little warmer than it should be this time of year up there in Buffalo. Carolina-New Orleans. New Orleans trying to play spoiler to a perfect season for the Panthers. That's me. Your game to watch golf during.
I will say Titans-Jaguars here in Nashville. Two boring teams.
How about Cincinnati-Cleveland? You couldn't get me to watch that game either.
Yeah, look out for Austin Davis.
Okay. Do you realize, watch out for Austin Davis.
All right, watch out for Johnny Manziel on the sidelines, and if he gets it.
That's as preposterous as thinking that the Vikings will win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I know. Come February, whatever, we'll be talking about it. I know. Survivor, Eliminator, Lock game of the day.
Because it's late in the year and they've been playing good football lately, I'm going with the Bears at home against Gabbert and the Niners.
Good one. I'm going to go Washington and over Dallas. Dallas without names is just atrocious.
Washington needs the win.
I was going to ask you something and I forgot what it was, and that really bugs me. Is David Price the savior that you will bow down to?
We'll find out. I'm going to have to win when it matters most.
Enjoy Nashville, Tennessee, and don't eat too much food because there's some good food in Nashville.
I appreciate it, and I'll try my best.
That's Luke, Sunday Sprint. Enjoy your football Sunday and Monday. We'll see you next week, everybody.